Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Brachas Daf Nun. The Gemara says, around two-thirds of the way down, Nun Amar Aleph, Hani Gimel Dekarchi Rifta Bahadi Adadi, three people that we eating bread together, V'kadim Chad Minayu U'barich L'dayte. One of them went ahead and benched on his own. Inun Nafkin B'zimun Didei, they could be Yotze, using him as part of their Zimun, Iu L'Nafik B'zimun Didu, however he can't be Yotze with their Zimun, L'fi Shein Zimun L'mafreya, once you benched, you can't have a Zimun L'mafreya retroactively. Now, the Beis Yosef in Simon Kuf Tzadeh Gimel quotes a Tesefta, and he explains the Tesefta the following way. Not everybody agrees this is the Pshat on the Tesefta, but the Beis Yosef learns the Tesefta as follows. If you have 20 people that ate together, and the halacha is that they could break up into two groups of 10. However, let's say one of them went ahead and already benched. The Beis Yosef says, now they cannot break into two groups. Meaning, you can't have one group of 10 and the other group of 9 with the one they already benched to join their Zimun. And the Drisha asks from Al Gemara, why? Even after one of them benches, the remaining group could still use him as part of their Zimun. So why, if I have 20 and one already benched, could I not break up the 20 into a 10 and a 10, which is really a 9 and 1 having benched? The 9 could use the one that already benched as part of their Mezumin and say the shame, Elikenu. So why is that a problem? So I saw in the Sefer Shalmei Yosef a beautiful Mahalach, Yisoyed in Zimun, to answer this question. And it's brought there that you really could declare in the Geder of the Chiyuv Zimun. This is the Pshat, that it's a Chiyuv Prati on each one of the Bnei Chabura to bench Birchas HaZimun, meaning that Chazal Masakin, that we have to add a Bracha in Birchas HaMazon, the Birchas HaZimun. And that's a separate chiyuv on every person in the group to add a bracha to his benching through Birchas HaZimun. Or there's a special din that when three people come together to be Kiveya Suda, all the Bnei HaSuda that are eating together have to say Birchas HaZimun. So it's more of a chiyuv on the rabbim. It's a chiyuv that comes from the Suda. It's not a separate chiyuv on each and every person. The Chazal Masakan, they have a Birchas HaZimun, that when they're eating together, they each have to have this Birchas HaZimun said for them. And he says that really both dinim are true. Because even on the tzad, that it's a chiyuv su'uda, it can't be that it's only a din in the su'uda. Because if so, let's say I have four people eating together. Do we say that one of them could leave because the su'uda still has a zimun with the three that are remaining? Of course not. Every single person who's part of the su'uda has a chiyuv prati, so both dinim are true. And the second din, meaning the din klali in the su'uda, is also true. In other words, don't just say that there's only a din prati and not a din klali. And he wants to bring a raya that the halacha, that it's a din klali in su'uda, also is true. And it's not just a din prati. What's the raya? Magen Avraham says that if you have 10 people eating together, and 3 of them have to leave for a dvar mitzvah, and they can't wait for all 10, they're allowed to make their own mezumin and leave. And the Chaya Adam says that's only true if there's going to be 10 people still remaining, that those 10 people will be able to say the Elikenu. But if not, the 3 people cannot leave for the Dvar Mitzvah because then they're taking away the Zimun of Elikenu from the 7 that are remaining. So if you say that there's only a Din Prati, that every single person has to have a Zimun, so if those 3 have to leave for a Dvar Mitzvah, and their Dvar Mitzvah is doiche them from being part of a Mezumen of 10. So why do we have to take into account that the other 7 won't have a Mezumen of Elikenu? If these 3 have a din, they have to leave, and they're allowed to be doiche their din Elikenu, what is there? Ben Adam L'Chaveira, that we have to make sure that the other ones that are remaining have Elikenu also? Must be that there's a din klali of Suda that's chal on all of them, and they all have a din together to say Elikenu. And therefore, if when the 3 leave, there's not going to be a minion for the 7 that are remaining to say Elikenu, they're not allowed to leave, even if they themselves have a Tchiyah of Dvar Mitzvah, because they're being Deicha the Din Klali of Seuda. Now, we know that there are 2 different Gemaras. The Gemara brings Mekiris in 2 different places for Zimun. It's very possible to say that there are separate Mekiris for each one of these Dinim. The Gemara, in the beginning of the Perek, brings from Gadlul Hashem Iti. There you could say that the Din Klali on the Bnei HaSeuda to all bench together. And the Gemara brings from Adaf Memches, Es Hashem Alekecha, The Gemara learns that Brachas Azimut together with all the other brachas, the Chazal Masakin that every Yachid has to have a Brachas Azimut together with the rest of his brachas. If this is all true, that there are two dinim, there's a din klali on the Suda, that everyone sitting together has a Chiyuv Chal on them, that since they're part of the Suda, they have to have a Zimun.
And a din prati,
that each person on their own has a Chiyuv to be Maisif, Brachas Azimut to the Suda. So now, let's try to understand. When I have three people who ate together, and one of them left, and now the two that are remaining want to mitzarev the one that already left to Zimun. He benched already, or he was part of another Zimun. What do we say? Are they including him as part of the Chiyuv Suda, or they're including him as part of their own Chiyuv Prati that they have to be Moisef, a Birchas HaZimun, which they could only do when they have three people together? So in the Shalma Yosef, he wants to explain that of course the Chiyuv Suuda is still here. Because since Reva, the people who are part of the Suuda, are still here, they could still have the Klal Yizdiga Din of Kviya Suuda, that's Mechayev them as part of one Suuda, to have a Zimun. But the Na Yetzah, the Din Prati, that every single person on their own has to be Maisef Abrach and Berchas HaZimun. Because that you have to have three people who are Mechayev to bench together. If you don't have three people who are mechiyuv to bench together, then you're missing in the chiyuv prati. Now, if this is true, we can answer the original question that we asked. We asked, if the Gemara says that when I have three people eating together and one of them left, the two that are remaining could still be mezamein together with the one that left, they'll be yetza. He won't be yetza. The one that left won't be yetza. So we asked, so why when I have 20 and one of them benched, could I not break up these two groups into one group of 10 and one group of 9 who will include the one that already benched as part of their Zimun? The answer is because even though they're going to have the Din Suuda when they bench, when the 9 bench with the one that left, they're going to be Mekayim, the Din of Kviya Suuda. They're going to be Mekayim, the Din Zimun that comes together, that's Chal on all of them eating a Suuda together. However, just like we explained, that when I have 3 and one of them left, the 2 that are remaining only have the Din Suuda, but they don't have the Din Prati that I need to have all 3 together. The same is true when I have 10 and one of them left and I only have 9. The 9 have the Chiyuv Suuda, but they don't have the Chiyuv Prati that's needed as the second Din in Zimun, like we started off with, because there's 2 Dinim always after Mekayim. After Mekayim, I Din Zimun of Suuda, and after Mekayim, I Din Zimun of each one together has their own chiyuv, that when they're together, they're mekayim that din, that the Torah was mechayiv, to have a birchas hazimun together with the other brachas. Therefore, if I have 20 people, and one of them already benched, and now when I break up into 2 groups, one 10 and one a 9, together with another one, I'm not going to have the l'chatchila de kedin that I have to have when I have all 10 together, meaning I'm not going to have the din of each person, the prat, called pratu prat, every single person has a chiyuv birchas hazimun that they only have when they're all together. Have a wonderful day.